plate a potential nugget.
The other piece which I see a lot of organizations struggle with, Bill, is this notion of disagree and commit. You know, as organizations grow large, often they get quite political. And this becomes an issue because there's a lot of passive aggression and other dynamics that come into play. What's been your observation about how Amazon brought this to life?
So this is an interesting area, and actually a lot of my thoughts about this topic have actually been colored now during the 6 years that since I've left Amazon, where I've come to appreciate more and more that most organizations are terrible about this. And the reason they're terrible about it is because they have not created a standardized and well-understood and databased and holistic process to make decisions. And I didn't appreciate this until I left Amazon, that Amazon has that. And let me describe to you what that is. So in a lot of companies, the way, especially in an early stage company, here's how a decision gets made. Someone who runs department X walks up to the CEO in the hallway and says, "Hey, CEO, I have this idea that we really need to go do X, Y, Z, and here's why I think that's a good idea. What do you think?" And the CEO says, "Yeah, great, go do X, Y, Z." And that is how a lot of these decisions are made. Now, if the peer to that person who got the CEO to approve it will later hear about this and say, "I don't agree with that at all," and so what is their recourse for how they're going to deal with that? And usually the recourse seems political, because they then say, well, the recourse is that they go up to the CEO in the hallway and say, "Hey, I heard that you told Joe that you could go do XYZ. Well, let me tell you why I think XYZ is a bad idea." That now seems like an affront to Joe. It seems like a political attack on Joe. And, you know, maybe it is. Maybe this person doesn't like Joe too. But really what's going on here is this company and a lot of companies just don't have a good forum for decision making. That is a terrible and unproductive way to do it. A better way is that if I'm the CEO and someone comes up to me and says, "Hey, I really, or in a one-on-one or whatever forum, says, "I really think we should go do this important new initiative." I say, "Great, go write up a document describing your proposal and your plan. You know, be concise. It needs to be 6 pages or fewer. And if it's an hour-long discussion that's going to be required, or 3 pages and fewer if it's going to require a 30-minute discussion, write it up. And then at the next executive management team meeting, we'll put your topic on the agenda, and then the CEO and all the other executives, and oh, by the way, any other key stakeholders that need to be in this meeting, invite them in too, and we'll all read this document, and then we'll have a discussion about your idea and debate and discuss this topic and go from there." And so I would argue that, in fact, part of the reason companies are so bad at this is because they don't do that. They don't have this system of that the CEO should never just make a hallway decision with someone else. The CEO should always be inclusive. Go back to our right a lot. They are seek diverse opinions, and they seek to disconfirm their beliefs. Well, you can't do that in a hallway conversation. You need to have a group. Now, this sounds like, oh my gosh, now you're going to have so many meetings, you're going to slow down. Well, you need to be able to do this to have a high-functioning organization. You need to have a clear method. And oh, by the way, when you have that meeting to review the topic, you're either going to come out of that meeting saying, "Well, there are some takeaways from this that the owner of this idea needs to go do X, Y, and Z and come back to us before we can decide," or you just decide. So you have to have a very clear process for understanding of like how you're going to decide and when you're going to decide. And if you don't have any of these things, then yes, all you have will be politics, because your decision making will be siloed and random.
Got it. And picking up,
but you asked specifically about disagree and commit.
Yes.
This is actually related to this topic. If the way to make this be effective is in those meetings, when you disagree, even if like the whole room says, I agree with this proposal from Joe, even the easy thing to do would be to go along with the group and for the sake of social cohesion, just say, yep, sounds good. I agree with you too. But actually the right thing to do is to say, no, based on my data and my experience, I don't think we should do this. And here's why. But once that information, and then to make sure that their point of view is heard, but once it's been heard, and once it's clear that the other people in the room and the CEO acknowledge that and understand it, and have factored that into their decision, and they say, yep, I hear you. I hear those concerns you have, but we're still going to go do this because of X, Y, and Z. That's how this process should work. And then the person that brought up the concern should then say, got it. Now I understand, even though I disagreed then, and I may still disagree, now that we've factored in all the information and I had my day in court to make my case, we've made this decision and I will back it up like it's my own.
I think there are two or three pieces for us to learn here. First is a point around the climate in the team and whether there's psychological safety for people to share their opinions and be truly heard. Second is the quality of decision making. Are you looking at the various layers involved in the decision, seeking the right inputs and trading off appropriately? The third, often underappreciated element, I feel is the quality of the communication post the decision. Very often, leaders make a good decision, but don't do enough in communicating the underlying thought process behind the decision. One of the CEOs I'm working with had an issue with being too democratic in the decisiveness democracy spectrum, and that was coming in the way of the speed of response. When I gave him the feedback, he promptly made adjustments, and a few months later, when I did the dipstick again, it turned out that he'd swung too far. The team members were not saying that they wanted a say in the decision. They were just saying, we wish we knew how he thought about the decision and the various trade-offs involved. Of the 14 Amazon competencies, if there's one that a lot of organizations struggle with, it is this. How do you carry the organization forward and get your people to disagree and commit? As Bill mentions, a number of pieces need to fall in place to ensure that we build this culture in an organization.